escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, exactly. Yours, mine's, Miles, and your Atlanta dream. They are on a tear, folks. It doesn't matter who they got. If they got 11, if they got 12, if they got 7, they are coming out here and they are collecting the W. You know they were down tonight at some point, but like 8, yeah. 9, 10, and we had a 20-point swing.
It was 34-28 at halftime. They were down, and they ended up with 86 after 28 in the first half.
Yeah. Yeah. Alicia Gray started off slow. And did not end that way. Another 20-point-plus night, 25 to be exact. We dropped some dimes. We had some rebounds. We was all around tonight, and that's why people are starting to pick up our campaign, Jason.
We've been on this for a while.
We've been on this for about 6 to 8 weeks, mm-hmm. and the Atlanta Dream themselves are starting to pick it up. Their PR department, they're calling it Envy Leash.
I like it. I like it.
I like it a lot. So Envy Leash is still on a tear. You know, it kind of helps that the Phoenix Mercury fell off a little bit, so Alyssa Thomas isn't getting as much juice as she was getting. Fee, unfortunately, took an injury the other night, had a really bad twisted ankle. Got to get an update on that. Vegas just ain't Vegas. You know, even the Liberty are a little slow right now, and so it's allowing the Atlanta Dream, even a little shorthanded in Alicia Gray, to kind of, you know, make a name for themselves right now.
Yeah, can we get some shirts for this campaign?
Yeah.
Can we get some shirts brought to us?
No, 100%. Atlanta Dream, if y'all listening, maybe I need to send an email out to a couple people. We need some MV Lee shirts here for the intersection so we can continue to pound the table. I mean, we're going to pound the table anyway because that's what we do here. But a lot of great things to see, even with no BG, even with no Ryan Howard, even with no Maya Caldwell due to personal reasons. Sorry to hear that, but it left a little room for, you know, Ania Coffey to get busy tonight. You had Nas Hillman inserted into the starting lineup, who even though only ended with 7 points, had double digits in rebounds. And whatever Nas was not scoring, Nia was.
Back-to-back games for Nas with 10-plus rebounds.
Back-to-back. Well, what do I tell y'all on this show besides Alicia Gray is an MVP candidate? Nas Hillman don't waste minutes. She don't waste times. And sometimes it might show up on the box score. Sometimes it doesn't. But she does not waste minutes. And you see it in points and rebounding and assists and cuts in a lot of different ways. And in leadership.
I want to get your take on her because there's another campaign that I think is starting to bubble up. I think Coach Smesko is kind of leading this one about Nas being up for sixth woman of the year.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
Now, it's always a tricky one when you're that player. Of, okay, you're off the bench, you always bring something different, you always bring energy, you change the game. But then should that player start? Because not everybody is the same when they start versus when they come off the bench. What would you rather use Nas doing? Would you rather have her be the sixth woman of the year, or would you rather have her in the starting lineup?
Oh, see, that's very interesting. I think if we would have started this season with Nas Hillman is going to be our starter, mm-hmm. I think I would be on board with that because you were kind of short on bigs. Like, yeah. if you would have brought in a Bree Jones and let her play center and probably shift Nas to the starting forward, same situation pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will be on board for that. But because you bought in a BG, you kind of have the perfect recipe to have an excellent sixth man, an excellent tool that, can do anything you needed to do. She can go out there and shoot the three and space the floor. She can cut to the rim. She can rebound. She can assist. She can run the floor. She can bring the ball up. What can't Nas Hillman do? And that's why she doesn't waste minutes. So for this team in the position that she's in and for what we need, excellent sixth man of the year candidate. And it's interesting because I feel like with that campaign being championing right now, that she would run up against a former teammate of hers out in Dallas, Haley Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Because Haley Jones has gone from not making this team to us being short a player to waived and brought in and waived and brought in to I think she's making a case for herself to stay in Dallas, especially with them moving some pieces out. You got rid of a Nalisa Smith. You got rid of a Dejanay Carrington. And it seems like she is a good enough point guard for them for Paige to run a bit of two guard. And I'll be honest, I didn't like seeing it
yeah.
the other night when we ran against Dallas because that allowed Paige to go 1-on-1 against Alicia Gray, which I think is her if our Envy Leash has any weakness, it's that 1-on-1 defense against an ISO player that can break you down like Kyrie with a ponytail. And so yes. when they're able to, you know, shift their personnel to give her that free run against an Alicia Gray who may not be able to have the help due to how short we are. Okay, now they can capitalize on some things, and that makes somebody like a Haley Jones look damn near indispensable, which she did look against us. So you could see like a Nas Hillman against a Haley Jones in that type of situation for sixth man of the year candidate. I love it, though.
Yeah, I think sometimes players are just more suited, and especially with somebody like Nas who brings energy.
Yes.
I think some players are just more suited to come off the bench and come in short spurts, be able to be a little bit of a Swiss Army knife. You know, whatever you need, she can give you, and she's going to do it with energy and change the energy level of the game.
And
that's
it's
essential.
And it is essential. And it's so interesting that even when Nas is the starter, you still have that in Nia Coffey. Because
yeah.
everything you just said is what we saw out of Nia Coffey tonight coming off the bench, replacing Nas as that six-woman big forward center off the bench. Like, she was driving to the basket, getting the layups, getting the putbacks, blocking shots, hunting down, doing all the little things that you need her to do and not wasting minutes. So I think what we're seeing is that we had two really capable bigs already, but they were younger bigs, like year four, year five bigs. You know, yeah. it might be a lot for a new head coach like Carl Semesco who hasn't really had a chance to survey the team to just say, okay, you're going to be my starting center, right?
Right.
So I 100% understand why we went out and got BG. Plus, that's what your stars wanted.
Yeah.
That's what Ryan Howard wanted. That's what Alicia Gray wanted. That's what Jordan Canada wanted. Mm-hmm. So you did exactly what your bigs want. You did exactly what your stars wanted. BG has done nothing but come in here and be a bright spot at that position.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen her as much as we would like to, but we haven't had to also, and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's the hope, is that she can be healthy when you really need her leadership and experience and be able to change games. That's where you need her for. You get into, I think, basketball seasons at the pro level, and the W is the same way as the NBA. You get to a stage in your career where I might not need you every night. I need you in moments, and I need you at the end.
Right.
I need you to be able to help put this team over the line.
Right, exactly. And another player like that I think is benefiting from some of these missing pieces, you'll hear me say it again, is Tahina Pow-Pow.
I was going to ask you about Pow-Pow.
Yes, another night where she ran the floor a bit, another night where we had some learning moments, but it's another night where you can give me 12 efficiently
mm-hmm. yep.
while we do that and still win. That's exactly what you want to see. I want to see growth and growing pains while winning games. And that's what you're getting out of Tahina Pow-Pow right now. She's shooting. She knows what to do as far as getting her shot. She knows yeah. where her spots are. She has no problem hunting and getting a shot. She had a nice moment tonight where she split two defenders with a nice Euro step and got to the basket. Mm-hmm. Like, ugh. And the defenders, I mean, the announcers, Angel and Tab, were like, you know, she doesn't play like a rookie. Like, she's not trying to just fit in. She's trying yeah. to get in there and get her shots. And I'm like, honestly, in my opinion, that's what she was drafted for. I needed you to come in here and score and a lot of other things that we can work on developmentally. And that's exactly what you've been seeing out of her and out of the coaching. And I just loved every minute because they've come with dubs.
That's what I always look for in young players, is do they look like they belong? Do they look like they're ready for the moments in these games? And you never know. Like, sometimes young players haven't been in those situations. Sometimes they struggle. Sometimes they get in their own head. Sometimes confidence becomes an issue. But it's awesome to see Pau Pau kind of getting through that and adding to her game as she goes.
Let me tell you something about Tahina Pau Pau that I've seen on this floor. Confidence is not an issue. And that's the one thing that you can't teach is how to be confident. Like, that's the one thing that we feel like players like a Markelle Fultz or Ben Simmons in the NFL, I mean, in the NBA lost. They lost their confidence. And in that, they lost their ability to really be able to be them. And that is one thing that Tahina Pau Pau is not short on, which is another bonus for her, because it allows her to dig in and work on some of these other things because I do have the confidence to go out there and do that.
This is what I love about this show, because we can make the transition from Tahina Pau Pau and have a very specific conversation about young players developing and go over to Atlanta United and talk about Luke Brennan.
Let's please do.
Because Luke Brennan is exactly what you just said. Luke Brennan is a young player who's come through the academy. I had the chance to interview him last year in preseason and kind of ask him about where his fearlessness comes from. He's always confident, and it showed last night in the game. He was always the little kid. His older brother played, so he had that little brother kind of syndrome of he's always out there playing with bigger kids.
Yep.
And he got knocked down all the time, didn't care. So last night in the game against Atlas, the first 20, 25 minutes, Luke's a 1v1 guy. He loves going 1v1, facing up a defender, trying to dribble past. First 20 to 30 minutes, he wasn't getting past anybody. It was just one of those nights. Sometimes it's just not happening for you. But he didn't stop. Mm-hmm. He didn't change. He didn't go away from that. He didn't say, ah, man, I don't have it tonight. Let me just stick and move, pass and move, just get out of the way. Let me get the ball off my feet. Mm-mm. He still wanted it. He kept going at people. He started to break them down. He started to tilt the game, because this is where soccer and basketball are real similar. If you have a player on one side of the field or the court that starts to take the game, it's gravity. The defense starts to go to that side.
Yep.
Then it opens the whole field up. It opens it up for everybody. Luke was instrumental in Atlanta United having a great first half, scoring 3 goals, beating Atlas 4-1. A lot of the kids, a lot of the young players got to play last night and really show out well. But it's so funny how these things work in this show, because Tahina Pau Pau and Luke Brennan have a whole lot of similarities in the way that they play.
Yeah, and in both squads, it sounds like both squads really want the same thing out of these two players. We want you to develop. We want you to kind of get better at some of maybe your deficiencies. But we 100% at all times need you to be you.
Yeah.
Because that's why you're here. You being you and the player you are and what you bring and the confidence that you have, that's why you're here, and that's what makes you you.
Yep, that's like, exactly what the coaches tell Luke.
That's why you're getting exactly the ball. It. That's why you're getting minutes. That's why you're being allowed to kind of fight your way through not being able to get past one-on-one. Or like Tahina, if she has a bad shooting night, I don't really care.
Yep.
If she's open behind the line, get her
Keep
the ball.
Yep.
Shooters shoot.
Yeah.
And eventually it will fall. Like we were saying earlier, Alicia Gray had a slow start getting started tonight. Now, once I looked down at the feet and saw the pearls on, I already knew what kind of night we were going to have.
You got to tell me about what's going on here.
I already knew what kind of night we were. Well, see, lately she's been cooking in the EBYL, and that's Nike. That's like a collab they do with one of the like the street tournaments and, like, you know, like Rutgers Park and those type of deals. So they do a couple collabs on a different shoes and models or whatever every year. So they have one for Asia this year. That's what Alicia's been cooking in since All-Star break. And I noticed she switched tonight into the pearls, and we right back to cooking up in the pearls. So this VP campaign is going to need the white pearls. Tell Nike, tell Asia to send you as many as possible, because for this last push, we're going to need them. We need more 25-point night games, and we need more dubs no matter how we get it, whether we come out swinging out the gate or whether we got to, you know, dig and you know, fight back in like the Braves did tonight against the Marlins. I thought they were going to get ran out of their own ballpark against the Marlins. Have we fallen so low? But no, they were able to pull it out in the end. Don't know how. Didn't have eyes on it. But 5-7 is the score, and the Braves live. They live to fight another day, to quote Craig's dad from Friday.
Are the Braves still hanging around? Are they?
No.
Forget it.
In my book, we are playing out the string, and
that's what they say. Yep.
Yeah, looking for some positive storylines.
You got to start looking ahead.
Yeah,
you got to start looking for things. I mean, look, Atlanta United's in a similar situation. You know, nobody's going to tell you that they're not going to make the playoffs. They can't. They can. It would take a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's a very low percentage. But you're going out there to play to try to win these games. You're focusing on the 90 minutes you have ahead of you. You're trying to get something out of it. Like last night, for example, in a game that didn't mean anything for advancement, League's Cup, you were already eliminated. You got something out of the game. You got young players' minutes. You got some of your depth players' minutes. You continued somebody like Saba, who scores a great goal on a free kick. You have to find those positives in games and then try to carry them forward. And for the Braves, for Atlanta United, you're starting to look at how can you carry those positives forward to 2026.
Yeah, for me, it's all about Baldwin and whatever pitchers you can try to scrounge up and move into for next year and shortstop is going to be. Yeah, that's what we are now. You pretty much know your staples.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Harris went back to his batting stance, and he's raking again. Okay, don't change it again, Mike, please. Money, mm-hmm. Mike. It is money how it is. Stay there. We'll talk more about the Falcons in the next segment, but I'm hoping we'll see something similar from Younghoe Koo tomorrow night.
So we've had the Dream kind of carry us through for a while here, carrying the city on their back. Can the Falcons join them?
Man, don't we hope so. I got my coach's jacket on. I got my Coach Morris 11s on. I like the mid. He likes the low. But I got my Coach Morris 11s on, and I will tell you why I have on those specifically next when we come back and dive into Falcons preseason against the Detroit Lions on The Intersection on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Welcome back into the...
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Intersection, we are still on the corner of sports and everything else, or should I say, on the corner of football season and Falcons preseason football time. Yes, it is time to get your gear, get your jerseys, get your kicks, get your turnover chains, and head down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium tomorrow night as we get a little taste of preseason football, Jason. Just a little taste.
All right, before we get into the storylines, all of us, I think, have played different sports in our lives. What was your number one pregame song? Could be when you were playing, could be whatever. What was your number one pregame song? Miles, do you got one?
I'm
I always think of mine in high school because they used to play Nine Inch Nails Head Like a Hole before our high school soccer games. And I wanted to run through a brick wall. Like, I was ready.
It's coming to me now.
That was the one. What about you?
Harden in the paint. When Flocka, Flocka first came out.
That ends up on my match day playlist.
Yeah.
Like, I have a playlist. I hit play when I'm driving to the stadium for games. And it's all over the map. Like, Arctic Monkeys is on it.
Nice.
Waka Flocka is on it. Yep. Nine Inch Nails is on it. It's all over the place because that's me musically.
Mine, when I am headed down to Gateway Center Arena to report on your Atlanta Dream.
Our Atlanta Dream.
Our Atlanta Dream. The city's Atlanta Dream. Yes. I usually get the hypest when Tinashe's Superstar come on. And I think that's one of the perfect songs to go into a WNBA game with, because that's the flavor you get in the arena. Like, it's not so much that hard and the paint energy, but you get that, you know, the Monica's First Nights, and you get some of that R&B feel that you don't really get everywhere else. And they have R&B sing-alongs with the Keisha Cole and all of that. So coming in and gearing up with the Tinashe is like, I'm ready to see some women play basketball. I'm ready to see some ponytails swinging. I'm ready to see makeup set fresh on face. I'm ready to see nails batting up balls and swatting them down. I'm ready to see some women's basketball when I hit Tinashe Superstar.
Okay.
Yeah. But before we get into the segment, I got a question for Miles.
Okay.
Miles, have you heard Futuristic Summer yet?
So, I got mixed opinions about this one. You might not like it.
Uh-oh.
I just wanted to ask your opinion about, you know, hearing some of the old people, back in the day, like the Waka Flocka Flames and the Roscoe Dashes and the Young Dro, especially Young Dro.
I'm a fan of Dro. I was a fan of Dro's his verses on the songs he had, but some of it just felt kind of, you know, he's bringing back a feeling. I get it.
Yeah.
But some of it felt kind of forced, man. Like, we was waking up dead corpse, like, on this album, like Roscoe Dash.
Well, I knew
Flocka was my
guy
when I was 15. Yeah, but at 30,
and that's
like,
the thing. Like, that's what they're trying to bring back. Because he even said, like, you know,
Jay Money was.
He even said, you know, like, if you weren't wearing the big T-shirts, if you weren't getting twerked on at the teen club and getting held up by your friends, and this one ain't for you. So it is supposed to, you know, invoke that feeling. Because I thought the same thing. Like, I didn't listen to a lot of the music at the time when I was at West Georgia, but I did when I was getting ready to go out or when I was partying or whatever. Because it made me remember just how outside I really was at that time. I was like, I was outside a little bit.
Definitely.
Actually, forgot about that. But you're right. It was definitely some blast from the past. I was glad to hear Travis Porter, though. I kind of missed Travis Porter.
They were on it. I haven't heard these guys.
You ain't lying.
It's been a minute.
Right. It made me feel old, actually.
Don't get me started on that one.
It took me back up the Carrollton way. So a little bit.
I was talking to some people, the young guys who I hoop with, they don't even know hardly who Roscoe Dash and Jay Money
is. I was about to say, they probably don't know who Jay Money
is. The career span for people now, it doesn't go very long.
No.
It's 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Lot of people.
Shorter, yeah.
I mean, we only remember Whip Nene for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, well, yeah.
There's
so,
that.
I mean, it's hard to stay relevant in that game right now.
But
shout out to Futuristic Summer. It's out there. If you want to blast from the past, you want to revisit, 09 to 2012?
Yeah, and that was ATL's. You know, we had it on lock when it came to party
music.
That
was the party music, yeah.
That's another era of
Travis Porter,
Atlanta.
Definitely, too. They had a lot of.
Yeah.
Lot
my nephew loved Travis Porter. Oh,
yeah, all the way turned up. That was everybody's walkout song in 2010.
Yeah, that was everywhere.
It's like every song was like Swag Surf times 11 on Futuristic Summer.
All the way turned
summer.
Up ends up on my match day playlist.
Definitely.
For sure.
Definitely.
We could go down this road for a while, but we got Falcons to talk about because we're, 35 minutes from game day? First on?
Something like that, yeah, from actual game day where they're going to put on the pads.
They are.
Jersey.
They are.
They're going to run out on the actual field. The roof will not be open. Expect it to be, but it will not be open.
It was open last night. It was glorious.
Oh, I'm sure it was. It will be open again later on this season. I will tell y'all all about it on the Thursdays. But, you know, I think this is an interesting preseason for us, Jason.
What are you looking for in this preseason? Because preseasons change. You know, we're talking about music changing. Like, preseasons change. You don't see people play a whole lot. And every coach, every team's kind of got their own perspectives on it. Are you okay with Michael Penix not playing?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's because it does two things, in my opinion. Like the Penixes and so all the starters and Kirk Cousins, we probably won't see.
Well, we might see some on the defense side. Yeah, exactly.
Unless they're a rookie.
Yeah.
So what it does is it keeps them, in my opinion, healthy. Because if we're going to have injuries, I'd rather it be in a game that means something than before we even get it cracking. Yeah. And now all of a sudden somebody's gone. And we experienced a lot of that last season. So yeah. I'm kind of okay with the bubble wrap in that sense. And then on the other hand, even though we don't have starters playing, we have a lot of names we want to see in action tomorrow night. You got your Xavier Watts and your Billy Bowmans. You got your DeMarco Hellams, who we ain't seen in a while. And you got your two DNs you want to see, Jalen Walker and James Pierce. Let's see if James Pierce can get somebody else's offensive line riled up instead of just our own, right?
Yeah.
Like, there are names that we really want to see, names that we will cut on the TV for or show up to the arena tomorrow, because these are people we're expecting to make impacts this year.
Yeah, James Pierce, Jalen Walker, that's the two. I want to see what they look like in a game with pads when it matters. Miles, what about you? What are you looking for this preseason?
Yeah, I want to see the ones get out there, at least a drive tomorrow, but I don't know.
I kind of do, too. Like, I get the injury prevention side of it, but I think back to our old friend Desmond Ridder, and I think he needed some games to get going.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that was just delusion. I'm gonna keep it funky with y'all. The Desmond Ridder thing was just peak delusion.
Here's my thing.
I coached so well that he doesn't need practice.
Yeah,
crazy. I can take this mediocre quarterback, and we're gonna we're not. We're not gonna do any of that.
I'll bring this out of my group chat, because we got deep into the Desmond Ridder era of the Falcons all the time, and it drove me crazy. Just like we talked about Tahina Pau-Pau, just like we talked about Luke Brennan. Young players develop.
Mm-hmm.
They got to play to develop. I think Desmond Ridder could have been decent. Like, he could have been something. He had all the skills to be.
Yeah.
But I think it was negligent in terms of development for him. And it ruined his career.
Yeah.
It did. I 100% agree.
That coaching staff did not develop anybody.
Mm-mm.
And they absolutely set him back. He went backwards. That shouldn't be happening from a coaching staff.
You said something key in that sentence. That coaching staff didn't develop anyone.
Nope.
Okay, now let's pivot at the Kyle Pitts.
Yep.
Because that's what we're looking at. To me, it's less of Kyle. And I'm not excusing, the plays that Kyle take off, because we've all seen it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that a lot of that, to me, is a byproduct of how he was used after Matt Ryan was gone with those last 2 years of Arthur Smith and what they wanted to do. You were asking him to do things that he didn't do in Florida at a really high clip, and you weren't really allowing him to do any of the things he did do at Florida successfully. Yeah. Like, Jonnu Smith is great. Great player, great story. Way too much Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, shout out to him. He got
paid. That's Arthur Smith's best friend.
He takes everybody everywhere he go. Arthur Smith, he just cut Cordell Patterson. They got Van Jefferson out there in Pittsburgh. That was a wasted draft. That was a wasted trade for us.
Yeah, they
Van
cut Jefferson. CP on his day off.
Yeah, that was
on.
Rough.
Because,
he took off that black and gold and put that black and red on. So it looked like he's trying to get back down south. You know, he can play fullback, right? He can be third string running back, right?
Sure.
I mean, because apparently
I don't think we're going to have any roster spots, though. I don't think we're going to be able to squeeze that in.
Yeah, probably not. But we do have a third-string running back competition, because you got to have somebody behind 1A and 1B, right?
Yep.
That's basically what you have in Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. You got two guys that can get you 1,000 yards.
Thunder and lightning.
Exactly. Yeah, two guys that get you 1,000 yards with their eyes closed, right? So you're looking for somebody to play in the backfield there, and we're looking for somebody to be the second/third-string quarterback, because – yeah, it'll probably say third string on the depth chart, but I'm not expecting to see a whole lot of Kirk Cousins. I'm just not. So,
you're not buying into the article that came out earlier this week about what if Kirk Cousins is actually the better option?
Oh, well, if Kirk Cousins was actually the better option, then Kirk Cousins wouldn't have got benched last season. So this is a fantasy what if world. I mean, maybe it could be. We haven't heard that in camp at all.
Nobody said that.
Actually, people have actually been trying to downplay Kirk Cousins, talking about he got picked off by an undrafted free agent, but not too much on Kobe. Because that's somebody that a lot of us were, one, surprised did not
Cincinnati,
get drafted.
Or Kansas, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Kobe Bryant,
So that's somebody that a lot of us were, one, surprised that did not get drafted, and two, are kind of looking for him to make this team. So seeing that he got Kirk Cousins picked him off, or he picked off Kirk Cousins, wasn't to me like, oh, you know, Kirk Cousins made this horrible play. It was more like, oh, this undrafted, you know, free agent rookie is out there trying to get it.
Yeah.
Trying to make a spot.
What else should people be looking for tomorrow in y'all's mind?
DB competition, in my opinion. I mean, we keep signing DBs, if y'all haven't noticed. We done brought in like three more into camp. Because they're trying to work out everybody to really make sure they got that other safety besides Jesse Bates like they wanted, that other corner besides A.J. Terrell like they wanted, and fill up their backup room really, really well. So what do you think, Miles, about about this battle? Because this is a long battle.
Yeah, and you got the rookie from Notre Dame. What's my guy?
Yeah, which
Watts?
One is that? Watts?
Xavier Watts. Want to see how he looks. My guy from Syracuse in the nickel.
Billy Bowman?
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, the young guys, and of course, want to see how Clark, backing up A.J. Terrell.
They brought in from.
He played last year.
He played, that's right.
Clark Phillips.
Thank you.
I don't know how much we see of him, but I want to see him a little bit in this preseason.
Yes, I definitely want to see him in this preseason.
Yeah, he's still, you know, he's a young guy, so it's still just some development with the DBs, but.
I want to see these young guys, yeah, like especially on the defensive side, because I think the offense should be pretty good. I don't know if Mike's comments about being the best offense in the league. Okay, slow down. I'm not going there yet. They got all the tools to be really good.
Yeah, they do.
The defense is going to decide a lot with this team.
And we saw that last season, right?
Yeah.
Like when they couldn't. In my opinion, like the microcosm of last season before we get out of here was the Carolina Panther game at the end, and not because it was like a, you know, win it and potentially get in if Tampa somehow fall off their own cliff, but to me it was clear that once Coach got the memo that Tampa won and that there was winning didn't mean anything to us anymore besides, you know, a draft pick or positioning or whatever, it was clear he took his hands off the defense and said, okay, Coach, can you get a stop? That how we win is how you and your defense get a stop. Can you do that? And it was our last death by 1,000 paper cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, that was an important audition for the defensive coordinator job. Do you still need to be here next season? Because this is the unit we need the greatest improvement from.
Yeah.
We can get another kicker, or Koo can go back to form. This could very much be an anomaly with Koo, and I think we'll start
it's
to see some
sounding
of that.
Like he's been really good.
Well, I think Koo had the same problem that Michael Harris had. You know, you tried to change what you was doing. It wasn't broke. You tried to fix it.
Yeah.
You broke it by fix it.
Yeah.
And in the words of Bob Newhart, put it back.
Yeah, you get in your head. It's all about the lead up. It's all about rhythm. It's all about those things. You start to get in your head.
Yeah, because everything was just going slightly left. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like it was crazy and all over the place. So everything was slightly left.
You start overcorrecting and just
so,
a mess.
Even though we had a little bit of that with special teams, in my opinion, was actually really good last year with the tackling and some of the other things they had going on. The defensive unit is the big question mark. Have we solved a lot of these problems? And tomorrow night against the Lions will be our first little sneak peek. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. But one more thing before we get out of here, I will say this. Even though we don't get starters in preseason, I think John Fricke has a good idea about these joint practices, and maybe we need to start selling tickets for that and letting that, you know, kind of like a Friday Night Lights thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And letting that suffice as when fans wanted to see the starters play.
I'd be more interested than a game with third string. Like, absolutely.
Like, you can give the third string player, like, give those guys their shot to try to make a team somewhere, because that's basically what their time is now. And, you know, sell tickets to the Hill and let us all see the Falcons, you know, play whoever's going to come in for the joint practice. You sell the same thing at the other joint practice when we go away. And that way teams get to see, you know, the starters get a little scrimmage in.
Yeah, you're not doing it in a game format. You're able to, like, set things up that you want to work on. That both sets of coaches are like, hey, let's do some of this. Hey, let's do some of this. We don't really want to work on that. Let's not do that. You can really set things up to make your team better. I'd absolutely want to go see that.
Yeah, I think John Fricke had a good idea with that one. Go ahead, Miles.
As a first-time father of a 6-year-old boy, man, preseason couldn't mean more to someone than my son. So I've never seen it mean more. He heard it on the radio. He's like, "Dad, season start tomorrow. Let's go. Let's go to the game." I'm like, all right. Yeah, we can probably do that. I'm sure you'll be a cheap date tomorrow to the preseason game. That's perfect. So, Man, he's excited. He's pumped, man. So.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
You know
that's
me
awesome.
As you know.
We love sports kids.
Yeah, you know me. You know us. We preseasons. You know something to see for fans, but you know how much are we really watching? But to see him so excited, it's gonna be awesome.
That's
man.
Cool.
I love that perspective. Yeah, because you do got the baby fans. It's like, yeah, oh my God,
no, the kids love it. It's a game to them. It don't matter who's out there.
Yeah, exactly. I see great perspective, Miles. Great
yeah, I had to add that. Because right I just figured that out today. I'm like, man, okay, it's a little different. It's a little different for him.
I love that. Well, it's going to be a little different for us at the bar. We might be the only ones there with this late night edition, but we are headed to the bar at the corner of sports and everything else as we get ready to throw some darts at some people, places, and things that did some things that we didn't like. And there is a team around here playing with a certain player and his money, and I don't think I like it very much right now.
Uh-oh.
So we'll talk about that and more coming up next on The Intersection on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Welcome back, Atlanta.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Into the Intersection, brought back by Miss Monica Arnold and this amazing sample, Diana Ross sample. Shout out to Jermaine Dupri.
Yes.
We are at the corner of sports and everything else. We got the tunes blasting. We got drinks in hand and also darts. But Jason, explain to the people why we have darts in hand while I enjoy my drink.
Well, we're out enjoying drinks. So first off, that's why we have darts in hand. That's what happens at the end of the night. But what we started doing at the end of the show is we have a couple drinks. We're just chatting. Darts end up in our hand. And it's like, all right, cool. We can play darts. Well, that's all fine. But we found this dot matrix printer back in the back. And we strapped it down to the giant metal cart that your substitute teacher used to have. We got it strapped down so it can't fall over on anybody. We found some cartridges for the dot matrix printer at Goodwill down the street. Hopefully, they're still going to work. And what we do is we print out some pictures. Oh, yeah, it's still working. We're good. All right, cool. So we print out pictures, and we put it up on the dartboard, and we throw darts at it. But if you put something up on the board, for example, that I don't like, I can go take it down and put it in a frame and put it on the wall.
Indeed.
It gets out of hand sometimes.
Sometimes.
Greg wanted to throw darts for like a whole day one time.
Oh, yeah, Greg was feeling it. We definitely got Greg, you know, on darts. He is well cemented and versed now.
When I'm on with Chris Thomas on Mondays, I ask him occasionally who he would throw darts at.
I'm going to start asking Dylan Matthews on Wednesdays, and no, on Tuesdays and Thursday morning. See, Thursday is interesting for me because I kind of start the morning with Dylan and then I end the night with you.
That's a long day, first off.
I kind of book in 929 the game on Thursdays. But yeah, I'm going to start asking Dylan about some darts in the morning when we work.
Chris Thomas wanted to throw darts at Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson on Monday night.
Why? I think it's cute.
I think it's just kind of the overkill because it's everywhere.
Oh, is it? Oh, no, I just saw it once on Entertainment Tonight. And see, I get my little snippet of celebrity tidbit in 30-minute forms. I get my news in 30-minute form in Tonight, and then it goes into Entertainment Tonight, and then I get that, and then it's more sports.
Are they dating or something?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, I believe that's the gist, yes.
Yeah.
He's 40 years too late. Oh, let me shut up.
I mean, it's a match made. It's right on time. Anyway.
It works for them.
I'm going to throw a dart at Miles. Anyway.
Wow, man.
Anyway.
Ouch, man.
I'm gonna let Jason throw the first dart, the first official dart. What you got, Jason?
Okay, I'm gonna bring one to y'all. Kind of in general here, but the person that's gonna go up on the dartboard is a Colombian soccer player named Cucho Hernandez. So Cucho used to play for the Columbus Crew, ended up making a big move to Spain with a club, Real Betis. So I don't know if we're gonna see this kind of preseason action tomorrow night at the Benz, but it was Real Betis playing Como, a team from Italy. They're playing a preseason game. They call it, in soccer, we call preseason games friendlies. This was not friendly by any stretch. So you got fouls all whole first half, just people kicking each other. And two guys say they've had enough. They start jawing. One of them smacks the other one in the jaw. Then they start throwing punches.
Oh, wow.
So Cucho comes running in. And it's one of the funniest things I've seen because he comes running in and like tries to go full Superman punch over a pile of people. And I think he did catch somebody from the other team, but it's like he's jumping and he catches that guy and it goes through and he hits one of his own teammates.
Oh, no.
In the mouth. Like, it's a friendly. It's not friendly. They're kicking each other for a half. Then they start fighting. Referee has to send people off. And dude punches his own teammate.
Nothing worse than friendly fire. Oh, man.
He gets on the board just for punching his own teammate
by
accident.
No, seriously. I'm throwing a dart on that one. Like, if you're going to swing, like, at least aim correctly.
Yeah. Like, you got to make sure you don't punch your own dude. Come on.
Wow. I'm throwing a dart. What about you, Miles?
Yeah. That gets a dart.
That's wild.
Yeah. Cucho in the locker room, they're going to be throwing darts at him for sure. Like, dude, you're hitting me. What?
I know I teased something specific.
Uh-oh. You might be changing it.
But I'm going to give this team one more week.
Oh, you're going to take them off the board. You're not going to put them there.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to give this team one more week to figure something out. Like you need. I make it sound like an ultimatum.
You're putting them on the clock?
I make it sound like an ultimatum. Matter of fact...
I mean, you might as well go ahead and say it at this point.
I'm turning to the Joker. You have 1 week now.
Wow.
I'm kidding. I'm going to swing to Dallas. And okay. I'm going to yell at a different team.
Okay.
For a very similar reason, though. So this may be a preview of next Thursday.
And isn't there some crossover in the conversation about this?
Very much some crossover.
Okay. I thought there was.
But I will at least say that I don't think our team is doing this part. Jerry Jones, how are you going to get upset that your backdoor handshake deal didn't work out and now you want to shake your fist in public about a dirty backdoor handshake deal?
Okay, explain the dirty backdoor handshake deal.
Okay, so as we know, Michael Parsons has asked to be traded officially, has sent it to Stephen Jones to let him know he wants out because they cannot get a deal done.
This almost got my dart.
And one reason they can't get a deal done is because Jerry wants to negotiate without his agent, without Micah's agent.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of conversations behind closed doors, and now Micah has come out and officially stated that he no longer wants to be subjected to these closed-door, good old boy handshake conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the math may not be mathing, Jason.
Yep. Sometimes the math is one, and then it changes.
Mm-hmm. So... Jerry, you know, in a series of statements given in the past 2 weeks since camp has opened, the latest has been about how You know, he bought, when he bought the Cowboys, it was just a handshake. And it was an agreement, or, you know, what would be old, and, you know, some of the things we had to hammer out on the back end. But to know that you going to sell this to me, and I'm going to buy that, that was done with a handshake. And, you know, nowadays, I'm like, come on, Jerry.
Good principle.
Come on, Jerry, because I would really like to know how that handshake went out, and what end of the bargain
he's
you was on with that handshake.
He's lying.
Like, how much did you get over on that handshake? No, he might not be lying, because we all know, you know, famously, Arthur Blank bought the Falcons with a nap. You know, sign a piece of paper. So he may not be lying about the handshake. But my thing was, what did you get out of that handshake, Jerry? How great of a handshake was that on your end?
If you live up to your end of the handshake, fine. But it sounds like there is a history of the handshake not actually being the deal that happens in writing.
Well, I feel like if you want a handshake deal versus a contract, then I feel like your hand, well, your other hand got to be behind your back with your fingers crossed.
I need to
because
see both hands.
What is the difference between the handshake and the contract, right? Like, if we shook on the contract.
You said it, though.
So, and that's what
agent.
I'm saying. Like, exactly. Because without the agent, I can cross my fingers behind my back. Mm-hmm. Yep. And now Michael, like, he promised me this and that. And Jerry can go, oh, he talking crazy. You know, he just. And then Jerry brings up, you know, Dez Bryant as a way to not pay Micah, talking about, you know, I sat down with Jay-Z, and Jay-Z promised me that, you know, Dez Bryant was going to be on time, and Dez Bryant was going to be this and
he's
that.
He's throwing Jay-Z under the bus, too.
Oh, yeah. He said, you know, Jay-Z, you know, he's, you know, Jay-Z said, you know, in my business, I got to be on time, and, you know, all my people are going to be on time. And I told him, you know, if I have a problem, I'm going to call you, and I will call Jay-Z, and he wouldn't even pick up the phone. See how these agents do? So I'm like, so it's everybody's fault but Jerry's fault. Like, first of all, I do not believe Jay-Z is sitting in anybody's boardroom making actual physical contracts with anybody.
No.
I do not believe this is a Mike Dicker situation a Master P situation with Dicker down there in the Saints with Ricky Williams. Yeah. Like, no, like he was, Jay-Z has people for that. Jay-Z, he was nowhere near that room. But, you know, that's the story that's being pitched now that, you know. You know, I went all this with Dez Bryant, and all that fell through, so, you know, I don't want to pay nobody. And Dez is like, not too much on me and my name, because we got a real love-hate relationship. So Jerry is just creating a mess down there in Dallas, and I hate to see it, but I love to see it, because it's not our problem, right? Yep. Hate to see it. It should go over smoother than that. I don't know why it always has to be there. You even have current players weighing in on Twitter. Like, I think CeeDee Lamb says something, like, it don't have to be all
of this. All publicity. It's good publicity for Jerry.
And everything's bigger
in
Texas.
That's how he feels.
So this drama is as big as it can be because everything's bigger in Texas.
So are you printing Jerry Jones' picture? Are you printing the Cowboys logo? What are you putting up there?
I gotta go Jerry.
Okay.
I'm gonna print up an oil rig. How about that? Because he still likes to talk about, you know, his days of buying oil. And, yeah, I ain't gonna use the word he uses because the context is just out of pocket at this point. But we are gonna print out an oil rig. And a outline of Texas outline of the state of Texas.
Okay, I can throw darts at that, no problem. And I also think the Jerry Jones impression needs to come back on a regular basis because that was hilarious. That went places I did not see it going, and I enjoyed it.
I do my best. All right, Miles, who are you throwing a dart at this week?
Yeah, this week, guys, my dart actually comes with a clip.
I love it. I love sound bites.
Let's hear your president.
Saquon Barkley was on the council, and Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback, who is he's been fantastic. He's been when he's not injured, he's great. He's got to stay healthy.
I don't know who to throw my dart at. Either Trump. No, you know what? I'm gonna throw it at his PR person, because how you have Trump go up there? All right. We know somebody wrote that. How do you not rehearse? How do you not type the name in on Google? If you type anything on Google, it'll tell you how to say it.
And you got to double check those, though.
Okay.
This is in my wheelhouse. This is what I do. Mm. We have players from all over, everywhere.
You're right. You're right.
And we had one last night. Mike and I sitting in the booth, player for Atlas from Mexico, from Montenegro. And the name had symbols and things in it that we don't see in our language.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, what do those do? And we went through it and we checked it. We saw what I think Google's AI had it. And it was actually correct on this one. A lot of times it's wrong. So then we checked another site that I go to that people can read names or words in different languages. And it tells you where that person's from.
Nice.
So I can double check it. hear it again, cool, match it up, then we say it multiple times, and we get as close as we can possibly get to it. It's work, but somebody didn't do the work in this case.
Well,
tag Ovalia.
Oh, another thing they could have done was reach out to the Dolphins, because one thing I learned being a reporter for The Dream is that they give you like a phonetic spelling of everybody's name.
All right, now I'm going to put my hand up again. Don't always trust that either.
Okay. Because fair.
I'll say who it was, because we're not in the league anymore with them. Birmingham Legion in USL Championship.
Okay.
They had a player on loan from the Montreal, French-Canadian, and his name is Mathieu Chouanière.
Okay.
And they're for Mathieu, it's Matthew in French.
Yeah.
It was their pronunciation thing said M-U-H, ma, and then chew, like I'm eating something. C-H-E-W. Machu.
Matthew Machu?
Machu. I'm like, no. I saw that. I'm like, I don't trust any of their phonetics over here now.
Like,
at
I don't
this
want
point.
Any of this now.
I'm not
yeah.
following any of their. So you got to double check these things.
Tag Ovalia.
They didn't double check anything.
It's so funny that you're playing this clip, because like I watch a channel on YouTube called That's Good Sports, and they do really good like topical sports reporting. And they picked up on this, but they had a video where they ran that sound bite into the ground, because it just sounds so ridiculous.
And this is the thing. Nobody else is named Tua. You can get off with just saying Tua.
You really could have.
You know who you're talking about.
You really could have.
Like, come on.
But the whole scene was wild. Like, Saquon got to talk about he's not in it. You got... I just happened to be walking in the room, and I was like, is that Triple H?
Yeah, Triple H.
There was a lot going on. Lawrence Taylor came out with the one earring in the ear and the lightning bolt, and I'm like, what is going on?
And if you see this clip when he says the name, look at the guy in the back. I don't know who he is. Directly behind the president. His face is priceless. It's like he knew it was coming. And also the low blow at the end. When he's healthy, when he's not injured, he's one of the best.
That's actually the reason they played it on That's Good Sports, because they was talking about the Dolphins and the drama with Tua and the coaching and whether Tariq Hill is going to stay or go, or all of that drama. And they was bringing up, you know, his injury. And it was like, even the president. It's talking about you and your injury.
I don't think that was in the script. I think
that was not in the script.
Trump definitely went off the head with that one.
Yeah,
that was his personal opinion. That was funny. That was hilarious.
Wow.
Poor
man.
Tua, man.
That does not bode well for
that went places. I don't even know where that came from. Like, how do you get to Ovalia?
I've never heard anybody. You know, I have a hard time saying it, so I don't like to say it.
You got
to
practice it, and you got to say it a whole bunch.
It's
like,
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagliavoa? I'd have to sit there and work at it if I was going to call his game.
I thought I had it. Now I'm subconscious with it.
We went through it with Saba Lobjanidze for Atlanta United. Like, Lobjanidze.
What did you just say?
Saba Lobjanidze.
It's like that piece of chicken from 1998 came out. Your tube when you tried to say that.
He put Saba on his back, so it's all good.
Saba.
He just says Saba, so it's okay.
Saba, yeah, that's better.
That makes it a little bit easier for us.
Yeah, help us out. And on that note, we are going to take our drinks and our darts, and we are going to, I guess, head on up out of here.
We get to-go cups?
It is... Well, I mean, you can't tell the people that. I'm sure we're not supposed to tell them.
You said we were taking them. I'm just making sure.
It's a go cup. Threw a little extra in there on the way out the door. It's okay. We took an Uber. It is okay.
It's good.
We came down here with the Uber because we were on a mission.
Yep.
And on that note, we are out of here for the week. We will come back next week with more fun sports and nonsense with me, Noel White, Jason Longshore, and Miles Williams. Until then, from the corner of sports and everything else, catch you next week.
See ya.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.